good to be here today, and I'm glad to see everybody we have out with us. We have so much, you know, to be thankful for in this land that we live in. It may not always be this way, but it is now. So many things to be grateful for that our God, in His own good pleasure, has given to us. If you think about it, there's places in this world, like Somalia, other places, where they've had so much war and destruction. People don't have houses to live in like we do. People can't grow gardens or crops like we can because of all the war and the killing that just went on in those places. And there's places in the world where it's all just desert sand. There's nothing out there but sand and heat. How thankful we should be for the blessings we have and where we live. Only by the good pleasure of God that we have all of this. I know in my life I've been richly blessed by God. I didn't earn everything that I have. No way. I could not earn all the blessings I've received. And that's the way we all are, really, if we stop and think about it. We've received more than what we've earned. In 2 Thessalonians 1 and 11 it says, "Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God will count you worthy of this calling, fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power." You know, God wants to perform with His will in you. It is His good pleasure, it is God's good pleasure that He blesses you and gives you strength and power to do His will. He wants to bless you with goods in this life, with a good life, and He wants to bless you with life eternal. Jesus said in John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Jesus came to give us life, an abundant life. You know, we don't realize sometimes how God's good pleasure we should consider that He wants to bless us. It's only by God's good pleasure that judgment has been postponed, that this world's still here. You know, God's going to bring judgment upon the earth one day, and He's postponing it, and He's putting it off. It's only the good pleasure of God that we're not being burned and destroyed right now. It's only by His mercy and His love. It says in Lamentations 3, verse 22 through 23, "It is not of the Lord's mercy. It is of the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed." It's by His mercy that we're still here, that the world's still here. It's by the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is God's faithfulness. He holds the world in state with His own word. He holds it here today, waiting to the day of that great day of judgment. And Psalms 145, verse 8 through 9, says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works." God's tender mercy is over all His works. If it were not for His tender mercy and His love, we wouldn't be here. This world would not be here. Many things would be far different. And it is God's good pleasure to do good to His people, to you and I. It says in Psalms 84:11, "The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." Now He put a condition on that, you see. Because sin destroys, but those that walk uprightly and will do good, the Lord will bless them. He'll give good things to them. He will not withhold it from them. What does it mean to walk upright? It means to do the right thing. To do the right thing regardless of what the rest of the world is doing. To seek to do the right things. In Psalms 37, verse 3 through 4, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." You see, if you trust in God, do good and trust God to take care, it will work out. And He continues on. He says, "Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart." Do you have the desires of your heart? give you the desires of your heart. And you can delight in Him, and He will delight in you. That's what He says. Let's read that again, the whole passage together. Psalms 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. In other words, you're going to have the physical needs of life. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Do you delight in the Lord? Do you delight in what God's doing, what God has done? And in your life, look at Micah chapter 7. Or look at Micah chapter 7. We'll get to read verse 18. Micah chapter 7. We'll start here with Micah chapter 7, verse 18. I'd like for all to read along with it, if they would. Who is God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins to the depths of the sea. It is God's good pleasure to bless us with a cleansing power of salvation in Jesus Christ. It is God's good pleasure to forgive us of our sins and iniquities and to make us clean so that we can live that good and righteous life before Him. Turn to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, we're going to get reading here with verse 9. Well, let's back up to verse 7. All right, in verse 6. It says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth bud, and that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereunto I say. God wants to bless you. It's His good pleasure to give you things that you need for life and the things that you need for eternal life. God wants you to have a good and happy life while you're here on this earth. And He provides those things to us. He provides us the way and the means to enjoy this life while we're here. And He is long-suffering, waiting on us that we will return to Him, to repent of our sins, that we will seek after Him and not be lost. God doesn't want a single soul to be lost. He wants all to have salvation. He wants all to enjoy the blessings that are in Jesus Christ. In 2 Peter 3:9, He says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, for not willing that any should perish, but all should be saved. When we live in God's good pleasure, we're able to delight in Him, and He delights in us. It's a delightful thing to be with God, to walk with God. It's a delightful thing, and a grand and glorious thing, to come and worship God, sing praises to Him, give thanks to Him, and remember our salvation in Jesus Christ. Isaiah 59 and 2, He says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. And we wonder sometimes why we want to complain, have a hard time. Our sins is what separates us from God. Our sins is what takes away the blessings that God, in His own good pleasure, would like to bestow upon us. In Job 38:15, He says that from the wicked, their light is withholding, and the high arm shall be broken. Turn over now to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. You see, it's God's good pleasure to give us the things that we have needful in this life but it's also God's good pleasure to give us eternal life. In 1 Peter chapter 3, won't we get reading here with verse number 8? He says, finally be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or raven for raven, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are there to call, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil in his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? And so we see, if we do good things, then we're blessed by God and receive good things. It's kind of way life works. Sometimes we wonder why everything's so hard on us. It's because of the way we live, the decisions we made. Look over to Ephesians chapter 1. I'd like to get reading verse 3 through 7. All spiritual blessings are in Jesus Christ. It's God's good pleasure to bless you with spiritual blessings in Jesus Christ. To bless you with those good things that he has in mind for you and for me. In Ephesians chapter 1, we'll start with verse 3. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of God, our Father, to whom be glory and glory forever. Amen. That's not Ephesians, it's Galatians, but it's still very good words. It still fits what I was trying to say, you know, the peace and the glory, the things that we have from God. It's hard to read the Bible, actually, without reading something about his grace and his love and the goodness of how he's good to us. The good pleasure of God to do good to us. Ephesians chapter 3, now verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. And we are redeemed through his blood for forgiveness of sin, the riches of his grace. So we by his good pleasure have forgiveness of sin. By his good pleasure, he sent Jesus to die for us. In Romans 8:32, it said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? God freely gives us all things that we need for life and for godliness. Because he so loved us that he did it. It's in his good pleasure to give us Jesus Christ, crucified on the cross for our sins. That we would not have to carry those sins and be held accountable for every sin and action that we've ever committed. And John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, it was God's good pleasure sent Jesus to die for us on the cross. 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Are you enjoying the blessings of God? Are you enjoying the blessings of Jesus Christ? I know that you enjoy the blessings of God, whether you realize it or not. But you may not be enjoying the blessings of Jesus Christ. You know, when we miss this sinfully, we miss out on the blessings in Jesus Christ. He said all spiritual blessings are in him, It's in Him we receive the spiritual blessings. And when we forsake the assembly, when we miss the assembly, we miss out on part of that blessing. It's kind of like a meal. You're, I don't know how it is in your house, but in my house on Friday nights, we have a meal. And all the family in this area get together and we eat there. And if I was to go out and stay gone and didn't come home when the point of time was, I'd miss out on that meal. I miss out an awful lot. I miss out on the blessings of the family. I miss out on the blessings of the supper. And that's kind of the way it is. If you or young people do sometimes, they like to go out and they get out with their friends and their mother or dad and family has a meal prepared for them at home. But they enjoy the company of their friends so they don't come home and eat. But if they don't come home and eat, then they miss out on the family blessings. The blessings from being with the family. The blessings of the food that's set before them. Well, God has set a blessing and a meal before us. He has said it's already paid for, already made, and set there, and we come and freely take. And that's what it's about. That we come together and receive spiritual blessings from God. I know when I assemble, I get spiritual blessings. I'm fed from God and His Word. I receive a blessing and lift it up. I always feel better when I attend than when I don't. And when we miss those blessings of God. And without Jesus Christ, we cannot partake of these spiritual blessings. Because all spiritual blessings are in Jesus Christ. God wants to bless us. And it's His good pleasure to bless us with spiritual blessings. But they're all in Christ. And here again, we come back to the same idea. It's like a feast that's been made. It's already paid the price. You know, Jesus died for our sins while we were yet sinners. He paid the price for He died for the sins of the whole world. He's paid the price. And the feast has been set. And God invites us to come and partake. But if you don't come and partake, then you don't receive those blessings. You receive the blessings that God puts out on all the world because of His love and mercy toward us all, the rain, the sun, the good things of life like that, but you don't receive those special blessings, those special spiritual blessings that are in Jesus Christ. And sometimes we don't seem to realize and we can't see that these blessings we get from God are connected to our spirituality. But they are. It's because you can't see the things of the Spirit. But to have a good life is to live according to God's will, to be in Jesus Christ, and enjoy all the blessings that God has for you. But to be in Christ, you got to come and partake of that gospel. When you come to be baptized, you're partaking of the gospel of Christ. You're partaking of the blessing that Christ and God have set before us for us to freely have. In Acts 22:16, he said, Saul was told by Ananias, "Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, washing away thy sins, calling on the Lord." That's, he entered into Christ there, so his sins were removed. Were washed away, a spiritual blessing from God. And only one that God can give. Galatians 3:27, "For many of us have been baptized in Christ, have put on Christ." And 1 Peter 3:21, he says, "Went through the life figure, even baptism doth also now save us. Not to wash away the filth of the flesh, but to have a good conscience toward God." So when we come to be baptized, we're actually coming to sit down to feast upon that meal, that feast, to feed upon that blessing that God prepared and set for us. That we may be part of that. And we partake of that as we're cleansed and washed as we're partaking of the blood and of the salvation in Jesus Christ. And the same way we come to the assembly. We receive blessings of God through Jesus Christ. It's God's good pleasure to bless you and to cleanse you of all your sins. And He wants us all to receive this blessing. In Romans 3:25 He says, "Whom God has set forth to be a appropriation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God." You see, the whom there he's talking about is Jesus Christ. But in Romans 11:22 he says, "Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fail, severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue this goodness." And you read in the Old Testament, we read about people that suffered death, that suffered many different kinds of punishments because of their sins. And in our lives today, our sins hinder us from God's blessings. It's God's good pleasure to bless you with a good life here and bless you with eternal life. It's God's good pleasure to give you good things. And especially, I guess the greatest gift of all, we don't see it, can't realize it because sometimes we don't really recognize it because it's spiritual, but it's the cleansing of our sins. What a wonderful thing that is. You know, we can go out and work and we earn wages and we toil and labor, and every time I have, I've already received more than what I earn. It's like the old guy on the radio, he said, he called in his talk show he has, he said, well, how are you today? He said, better than I deserve. And that's how we all are. We receive God's blessings far better than we deserve. And this cleansing of our sins, we couldn't get it, earn it anyway. No amount of work, no amount of money, no amount of dedication, no amount of nothing can earn it for us. God sent it out by His good pleasure as a gift to us that we can partake. I want you to turn with 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. We will begin reading here with verse number 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. What a great cross from God. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, when we come to be baptized, we'll wash away our sins, we're cleansed of all our past sins. But Satan, he's after us continually. There's times we yet sin. And what are we to do? Well, God, good pleasure is to forgive us of our sins. If we would confess our sins, He's faithful just to forgive us our sins. And if we will come together with the fellowship and partake of the communion in Christ, He cleanses us with the blood of Christ of all our sins. You see, it's a weekly washing and cleansing as we come before God. And we come before God in prayer and confess our sins. It can be a daily washing and cleansing so that we can be right with God all the time. It is God's good pleasure to give us salvation in our lives. What about you today? Are you walking in Christ? Are you enjoying the fellowship with Christ? Are you enjoying this life in Him? Realize that it's His good pleasure to give you life eternal. If you're here this morning and perhaps you haven't entered into that covenant with Him, you don't have that relationship with Him, we give you the opportunity to come this morning to be baptized in Christ, put on Christ, to then walk in Him, to glory in Him, and He can glory in you. If you're here this morning, you've done that, but sin has overtaken you in your life, and He tells us what to do. Next says, confess your faults one to another, pray with another, one for another, you might be healed. As we read there in 1 John 1 and 9, we confess our sins. His faithful just forgives us our sins, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He cleanses us with the blood of Christ. If you're here today, it's subject to the gospel call anyway, we get an opportunity to come.